Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on.
Suit on.
Looking
like the trap dog.
Giving them all.
Dress
like the $1 million.
Bucks.
Things in its
cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands
together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh, man. Almost forgot I had one this morning, but I'm okay. I'll tell you where I am in a little bit. You know, I get around. Man, it's so much. But, man, good morning, everybody. You know, today I was having a conversation with my wife last night. and we were talking about our plans. You know, we often sit down, you know, just like a married couple. I mean, you know, we're married. You know, we have children. We have aspirations. We have hopes. We have things we want. You know, when you're married, you know, I mean, it's important to sit with your partner. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's common sense, really. It's important to sit down with the person that you've chosen and decided to share your life with and have multiple conversations on a lot of things. And we try to make sure that all of our conversations aren't always just business related and always kid related, you know, because that becomes, it's a part of it, but it weighs so much on the marriage that because that's the grunt work of being married. You know, your children, your family, your bills, your mortgage, your car notes, you know, the what's due, what's coming up. And if you're not careful, you'll start, that becomes the focal point of you all's conversation. And this woman or man or person that you've decided to have this life with, all of a sudden, they're an extension of your business. And you guys become business partners or whatever. And it just gets so anyway. I'm just saying that it's important to sit down and have these conversations. But it's even more important to have the other conversations. You know, it's important with the person that you're planning on making the run with to sit down and talk about other things, you know, on a more upbeat note. You know, we were having a conversation and she was reminding me of what she loved about me. And then I, in turn, was turning around telling her the things that I admired about her and loved about her. And we kind of have these all the time, you know, where we sit down and we talk about the things that we still enjoy about one another. Or we may talk about some of the things that we miss in one another. But we constantly have these conversations about appreciation. You know, it's so important, man, that the other person feels appreciated. So these things are important. But we got into the conversation deeper last night. And I was telling her about this idea that I had and that I wanted her to help me with and make a phone call for me because she knows these people. And I was going to be doing this. And then my wife reminded me of something. Now, once again, you know, as always, you know, when I'm talking to you, I just keep it as real as I can. I don't know the Bible inside out. I can't quote to you scriptures and tell you exactly where it is. I just, you know, I heard her say it, but it kind of blew by me. I was telling her about something I wanted to make happen, and she reminded me that there's a scripture somewhere, and somebody emailed it to me today, I'm sure, where the Bible reminds us not to be anxious for anything. Don't be anxious for something. And, you know, it really mattered to me at that point yesterday that she brought this to my attention, because how many times I've been guilty of that in my past, and I've learned better now. But every now and then I need to be reminded, you know. And I think what she was saying to me was, you know, I've gotten to a point in my life, and we all should get to a point where, you know, you've heard old people say this. If you're going to pray about something, then don't worry about it. And if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. Back to this. Be anxious for nothing. Don't, if you're going to trust in God, then do that. And trusting in Him means sometimes you got to be patient. God has never been too late. You don't know the plan He has. You don't know. You don't really always know His will. You definitely don't know His route, His way of doing anything. So He's always on time. He's always been there on time for me. He's always been there on time for you. How many times have you thought it was over only to find out it's really just begun? How many times have people wrote you off? There are those of you who have lost jobs, but you are still maintaining. But man, God has already began the turnaround process for many of us. Some of us lost jobs and now have better jobs. Some of us lost jobs and now has forced us to rekindle that dream and that vision for a business we had. And sometimes the mishap is the thing you need to make something good happen. See, a lot of times we get so comfortable in our life where we just we get complacent. We just settle in and when this is it and this is what I'm doing. But in actuality, God has a tremendous amount of abundance for you. He has an amazing amount of things. He has all these boxes packaged up with your name on them that he's willing to ship if you would just align yourself with some of his will so you could get some of these things. How many times have you thought it was over and it didn't really go over? How many times have you thought, well, this is it, and it wasn't it at all? Well, how many times have you thought, well, it don't look like this gonna work out, and it didn't work out, but then something better came along? How many times has that happened? You've got to realize this, man. I was talking to a family who had got displaced from the Katrina thing that happened down there in New Orleans. And, man, when they said, yeah, we got a displaced from Katrina, and I braced myself because, oh, woe is me. Here comes this story. I got to hear this, and I got to be encouraged and think of something. It was totally different. They totally, totally blew me away. Man, the brother said, man, it's actually the best thing that ever happened to my family. And I went, whoa. And he said, yeah, man. He said, because what happened was, he said, I got settled in. He said, plus I was doing some things outside of my marriage down there. He said, I was doing some stuff in the streets I ain't need to be doing. He said, man, it all got washed away. We thought our life would never be the same. But he said, man, my life ain't need to be the same. He said, man, now we live up here in Texas. We got a house. Don't know nobody. He said, I ain't got nobody I know to get into trouble with. He said, man, I done rediscovered my wife, how beautiful she really is, how much my family really was counting on me. And he said, man, it straightened me up, man. He said, so I got to tell you, Steve, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Now, that's not always the case, but it's how you look at a situation. But just don't be anxious for anything, because God got a fix for you if you just let him work. So just stay on course. Stay focused. Don't lose faith. Don't be anxious, man. Just stay in the wheel. Let God work with you. He got some great stuff in store for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, ball players, attorneys, secret admirers, lunchroom attendees, the cafeteria lady, retired hustlers, gangsters, former thugs. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to everybody who can hear me. Teachers, single mothers, people of the night. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We are starting it with gratitude, realizing that without God, we would be nothing, absolutely nothing. Know that, understand that, put that in your plate, chew it up, swallow it. Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's going on today, man?
Hey, Uncle, let me ask you something, Uncle. I'm trying to have a talk with my nephew. I don't think it went well. You know, he at the age, he got a car.
Yeah,
he's starting to pick up girls.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's 22.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he starting to pick up girls. And, you know, my mom asked me to have a talk with him because, you know, some other thing happened. So she said, could you talk to him about the birds and the bees? He ain't that type of kid, but I've tried to talk to him about the birds and the bees. I said, listen, let me tell you about the birds and the bees. He said, I don't like bees. They sting. My hand got swollen 2 weeks ago. I said, this ain't the kind of talk I'm talking about. I'm not talking about bees. So this is not going well at all. I don't even know why I tried. So we safe on that because my mom worried about him, you know, bringing young girls over there late at night and something happening.
You can pretty much stop right now, Junior?
Yes, sir.
Did we way too late for this conversation?
At 22?
He not us at 22. He not us at 22.
I don't care if he them at 22. What? How y'all just not having this talk at 22?
Because he ain't had no car. He couldn't go nowhere. He couldn't get no girl. Now you get a car. Now everybody wants.
What do the car have to do with the birds and bees? I'm confused.
The car is now he getting girls because he got a car, Unc. He wasn't getting girls before then.
Well, let me say this to you. I don't understand where you're coming from with this right here. I really don't. Because I had a conversation with the birds and bees, and I was the owner of a skateboard.
I'm just trying
to figure out. Yeah.
He ain't never had a girlfriend till now.
A late bloomer.
That's it. Just trying to tell him not to get the girl pregnant. That's all I'm asking. Do you have a way to tell him? That's it.
You see, don't get the girl pregnant.
That's the way you say it.
Yes.
You know
what? You don't think he know how that occurs is what you're telling me?
Yes, he don't know how that occurs.
Okay.
Hell, he think my daddy is his
uncle. Well, I can tell you right now. Well, listen to me. You can go and write this boy off here. Because if he don't know how to make a baby by 22, why are we talking about? Why y'all let him have a car?
All right.
He missing so many damn things. Why this boy?
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour.
How to make a baby.
He don't.
We'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Neff?
We're going to get in this bed with these bed bugs, Shirley. We're going to get right in this bed with these bed bugs. Come on in here, everybody. Let's get in. We're going. Let's go, cat dog. Bed bugs.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I'm going to take a message. Do you know when she's coming back? Nah, is this a business call or something? Nah, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately. Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. Who is this? This is Brandon. Who are you? I'm Ernest, man, but how do you know Shanice? I got a bit of a situation here, man, and it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. Is totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of. What's the situation? What's going on? I mean, I'm basically right now I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and I need to see if she's gonna be able to pay me for the situation or what, you know.
Do my girl owe you money?
She owes me $2,500.
$2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So what's up with the $2,500?
Man, first of all, my name is Brandon. Okay. And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay. So you want to know it all in a nutshell is it's like this. Shanice been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses. Because
your mattress.
Because it's bed
mattress. Wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she been in my bed, dude.
She been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey man,
come on
man.
Now, dude.
Listen,
the problem is $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now we not even gonna get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No. Hold up.
First of all, you calling here, and here a dude answer the phone, and you still got the ad for her, and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there talking about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Nah, hey, don't even worry about that now. Put you on my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings
me? I don't care about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. You say your name Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay. Don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Dude.
No, because you can have them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so what's she getting the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I don't care nothing about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you ain't had nobody else over here.
Right. Don't worry about who you had over there, but you don't call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
No, we got a problem. We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my brother.
Hey, dog, I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
Dude, we not cool. First of all, I'm going to handle Shanice myself. I'm going to handle you later.
What you
what you talking about? You gonna handle me?
I'ma handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress,
you
right?
Ahead and marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
My problem
is getting my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'ma get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's gonna be a casket wrapped around that.
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem? The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay.
Now you got
okay,
two
so
problems.
Dude.
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I see I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home.
Okay.
What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house, leave them all in my mattress, leave them all on my couch where I got to throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this.
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug, which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your. First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency.
Learn another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Man, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl, Shanice.
Man, y'all, woo.
You all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
I'll be back.
All right, nephew, thank you. Coming up next, ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce traded in his cleats for a teleprompter. He's hosting a new game show on Amazon Prime. Actor Michael J. Fox said if you became a celebrity in the 80s, you were tougher than today's celebrities. And the nephew has a big announcement for us. Yeah, he said it. Big announcement. We can't wait for that. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Dana in Roanoke. Dana writes, I work a part-time job at a grocery store. My son is my boss, and he knows I'm slower than the other kids that work for him. He shows me no grace or favor because of my age. He said he has to do that. Well, does he really? Should I go find another job?
Yeah. What is the job she has? Did she say that, Shirley?
No, she didn't say. But
she's
kids work
slower
there,
than
so
the
maybe.
Other kids.
Hmm? She's slower. She's
that's on a computer. That's a
mm-hmm.
computer job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they looking stuff up, Googling, and you know, it's probably a tech position. Yeah, you probably need to
not
go
in
find
a stock
another
room.
Job. No, yeah, she need to be somewhere like that, you know, counting canned food, stuff like that. You need a job at grocery store.
But what is he saying to his mom though? Grocery store.
Mom, you need a job at the grocery store. You need to be somewhere counting cans, packing bags, something like that. You know, manual labor. Just thinking stuff after you. Because these kids are blowing right by you, Mama. And you're pretty much slowing my whole company down. Matter of fact, Mom, why don't you go and sit at the house and I just see you. I'm gonna send
they got
your
fired.
Check.
He fired mama.
Mama, but here though, you ain't gotta work. I'm gonna send you your check, mama. Just go on to the house, sit up. I'm gonna send you your check to the house. You ain't gotta come down here. And don't tell nobody else you're my mama, okay?
Wow. He's ashamed of his mom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just go and pay her to stay at the house.
All right. Moving on to Wayne in Glendale. Wayne says an old friend was in town, so I stopped by her hotel and had breakfast with her before work. My wife called, and I told her exactly where I was. She hung up, and she hasn't spoken to me in days. Why be honest if this is how she's acting?
Exactly.
I knew you were
exactly. I be damned.
Just because you're honest doesn't mean people aren't going to get mad. They still want to know the truth.
What?
Yeah, they still want to know the truth. She wants to hear the truth, but it doesn't mean she's not going to get mad if she hears it.
No, you see how she acted? No. Why? When she called him, did he tell her exactly what? An old friend of mine stopped into town. An old friend of mine is in town. I stopped by to see her at her hotel.
He stopped right.
Well, now, number one, how did you know she was coming to town? Mm-hmm. Number two, how did you know where she was staying? Right. And number three, why is your ass over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And the big one is, the hell you telling me that for? With your stupid behind. See, women prove to you why the truth ain't necessary all the time. It's no way I would pick that phone up and tell my wife that. It's no way.
What would you have said? Where you're there, but what would you have told your wife?
I'm down at the country club. I'm finna tee off.
That's it,
huh?
Matter of fact, I'll put myself so far away from a hotel and women. I'm down at the country club. I'm finna tee off.
Oh, okay.
I just got out the car. I'm walking in the store. I'm finna pick up some stuff before I come home. Anywhere.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So I'm walking into the gym right now. I decided to come down here and get a little workout in. There's no way I'm telling my wife. An old friend of mine came into town. I'm in her hotel room. We talked.
But would you have been there in the first place, though?
What? No, that ain't the question. That's my question. No, you asked way too much.
She said what she said.
You don't have to answer that. My client does not have to answer that.
You're not his attorney. Would you have been over there at her hotel having breakfast with her in the first place? So you wouldn't
lie. My attorney has just
plead a fifth.
Yeah,
that I threw talking.
Your attorney and you are full of it. Okay. Moving on to Tootie in Valdosta. Tootie says, "I met a man online and I really like him, but I can't stand his hair. He has a high top fade and is sticky and wet like a Jerry curl without the curls. Do I throw him away because of his hair, or do I tell him he needs a good haircut and degreasing?"
No. First of all, if you really like him, make sure that he likes you. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely bring it up.
Okay.
You don't need something like you need a degreasing and all that. Slowly but surely.
How,
it might take you some time to get it. I don't know, you know, but it take time, you know.
I mean, you're saying she should say something eventually, just don't crush him right away.
You know, like do little stuff like let's say they dating in this summer, you know, and you see a cute little straw hat that'll look good on.
You can't fit it on a high top fade.
Checking out the
number
with a high top fade.
Buy the straw hat. You know, just little things you could do to kind of make. But baby, this high top, don't nobody do that no more, baby. Cut it down a little bit. Ooh, look at this hat.
Back on that hat.
He's not going to take a hint.
Ooh, I'm going to give you some. He's going to cut his hair down.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the grease? Make some changes.
What about the Jerry curl stuff? The grease.
We got to do it. That, you know, it's just greasy light. He just got the wrong hair product in his hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
You know, he could be old school. Maybe that's ultra sheen. You know,
he getting everything all pro line.
That could be pro line, ultra sheen, bergamot. You know, he don't know what it's
bergamot.
No, that's bergamot.
Old train. Old ass. You don't never know. You just got to bring him into the, you know, new day. But do not throw this man away.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is from Katina in the Bronx. Katina says, my husband stopped wearing his band, meaning his wedding band. He said his hands got bigger and it's too tight now. I suggested he get the ring resized, but he won't do it. Is he not wearing it on purpose? She wants to know.
Well, he ain't not wearing it accidentally. What you mean is he wearing it on, not wearing it on purpose? Yes, well, he's not wearing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
His hands can get bigger. You know, he probably got inflammation.
Mm-hmm. But he won't go down there and get it resized.
Well, it's hard to make a ring bigger.
Yeah. All of our hands have gotten bigger since that wedding day. Trust me. All of them.
So did you get a new ring?
I have indentation on my hand.
Uh-huh. My husband says
from wearing your ring?
Yeah. It's on there. But what ring or not, who don't know I'm married?
Yes. Well, you're famous.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? My name is Steve Harvey. Yeah, I'm single.
Coming up. Thank you, Steve. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Football season is over, but Travis Kelce is keeping himself busy. Kelce has landed his first TV gig. He's a new host of Amazon Prime's game show, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Kelce will be quizzing adults on sixth grade level topics for a chance to win $100,000 in prize money. So here's a question. Do you think it'll be a smooth transition for Kelce from tight end to game show host, Steve? What you think?
Well, I mean, you know, you could do it.
He seems to have a great personality.
He can do it. He's been doing podcasts. You know, he can handle that.
Got a great personality.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I tell you who has surprised me.
Who?
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade has surprised me.
Oh, the cube. The game.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah, he does really well on that show. Really, mm-hmm. really well.
Okay. All right.
And he
well, congratulations to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, you know, and I just never saw him in that light before. That's why I'm saying I'm surprised. Mm-hmm. He does really well on that show, man. Because he's like always was one of my favorite ball players. You know, I just never saw him. I love D-Wade's game, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, well, someone else who has surprised you from time to time, your nephew Tommy.
That was a segue right there.
Right.
Tommy, you have big, big news to share with us about your show, Ready to Love, on the OWN Network. So what do you have to tell us before you tell us, Dave? We need a drum roll, please.
Let's go, baby. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll. Get ready, get ready. Ready to Love. Ready to Love. Next stop is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh. It sound like Philly to me.
Yeah,
all right.
That's going to be sweet.
Get no, ready, nice. Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Ready to Love is coming your way. So if you're looking for love, Ready for Love, all right, it is coming your way. Get signed up. Oh, my God. It's coming to Philly. I can't wait. I will be there.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Just out of curiosity, has anybody from the show over the years, like, made it, stuck, got married?
Got married, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I got a couple that's gotten married. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's working.
That's cool.
It's working. It's working.
Woo! Get your cheese steaks. Come on, Philly. Let's
do that's going to be nice.
The next stop is Philadelphia. I'll be filming in Philly this summer. So
nice.
If you're looking for love out of Philadelphia, all you single ladies out there, single men that's looking for love, y'all get ready, man, because we coming to town. Sound like Philly. Ready to Love Philadelphia.
And make sure they're single.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure of that.
City you know, of brotherly
we have had
love.
Some people come in. We have had some people come in for the interview.
Right.
And you looking at them, you're like, you know what? I think this person gonna work. This gonna be all right. And then they say, we need to hurry. I got to get back. My wife and kids waiting on me. What?
A whole family.
No, you married? Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, man. Get your ass out of here.
Well, congratulations, Tommy. You're doing a great job.
Yeah,
Ready to Love. We appreciate it. And we love the show.
Thank you.
Yes. That's
Philly.
Good news. All right. Well, moving on. This might be debatable. In a recent interview with People, actor Michael J. Fox said that celebrities that became famous in the 1980s were tougher than present day celebrities in regard to being famous back then. Fox said, well, you had to be talented. That helped. We were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources. And it was an amazing time. So, Steve, having been a celebrity a very long time, do you agree with him that celebrities from back then, back in the day?
I started in 85. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really a celebrity in 85. I had just got started. Mm-hmm. So I didn't experience being a celebrity. Well, I started building, thinking about it, but I didn't really start being a celebrity. My first taste of celebrity was the Showtime at the Apollo. That was the first real taste.
Ooh,
I'll
show you love.
Yes, we did.
And it was very light then compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no social media. There were no phone cameras. You know, so, you know, it was just different, man.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Was he shading when he said, first of all, you had to have talent? Was that some shade for Michael J. Fox?
No. Michael J. Fox?
No. No. I mean, really, you know, it's just like music.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just like music. You know, back in the day, you had to really be able to sing, man. You really had to have talent. Well, now they got auto-tune. They got all these algorithms they put on you and make you a star. Then all these one-hit wonders. Nah, man, your ass had to have it back then.
Yeah, that's you know, what he was saying.
Now, because of YouTube and Facebook and live YouTube, you got live Facebook live. You got everybody got a TV show now. You know how many people got podcasts because they think they should have a TV show?
Yeah.
Which proves you how many people don't need a damn TV show.
Or podcasts.
I remember you always said
I'm
that.
Seriously, man.
Yeah.
It's horrible out there. If you look at the landscape, I got a podcast. Damn, ain't they got that thing on every phone? That little triangle on every phone? Anybody can have a podcast. It's very few good podcasts. It's very few. And then it is exposed how people try to get their fame by shading somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
All these podcasts with all this negative content. You think that's the way. I don't know. Did not Wendy Williams teach y'all nothing?
There you have it.
Man.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So Michael J. Fox may have something there. They were tougher.
And if you're a male version of Wendy Williams, I'd just be looking at you like, man, what you doing?
You're going to do it on Friday, huh? You're going to go and do it on Friday.
Because you got your own podcast. You better say what you want.
All right.
Go on and do it on Friday.
We'll end it right there. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after, imagine getting a job as a pro basketball player and the team's mascot, the mascot, makes more money than you. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as you guys may have heard, Caitlin Clark was the number one pick in the WNBA draft, and she'll be playing for the Indiana Fever. Okay, congratulations to Caitlin Clark. But what shocked everybody was her salary for playing professional basketball. $338,056 for 4 years. Okay, that's over a four-year period. This breaks down to a little over $76,000 in 2024 this year. It goes up to $78,000 next year. Then in 2026, $85,000. Then in 2027, over $97,000 a year. Now consider this. The NBA male players, we all know they make more money, but they earn an average annual salary of over $10 million annually. $10 million. This is for the men, the NBA.
Not everybody making $10 million. No.
And to make it worse, that's average. That's average, though, Tommy. And to make it worse, the mascots of the NBA teams make a lot more per year than WNBA players. The Denver Nuggets mascot, for instance, earns $625,000 a year.
Go on, boy.
What?
That's so insulting. That is so insulting.
Well, I'll be flipping all through that stadium.
Man, no wonder they be shooting them shirts up there in the stands. Okay, I will
too. All right, the mascot for the Atlanta Hawks, $600,000 a year.
Come on, boy.
Chicago
Bulls.
That's
how you hawk right there. That's how you hawk.
Chicago Bulls mascot annually $400,000 a year.
Ah,
so what are we saying here? This is a mess. Talk about disparity. This is horrible. Yes. But ladies, but on the brighter side, Caitlin will supplement her paycheck.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm gonna say it again. Listen to me.
Yes.
Women's basketball is great to watch, but you have to put more bodies in those stands so that you can get more TV rights and you can have more viewership. And women have got to support women athletics. This is on you. Guys are going to the game. We're going to see men play.
But you have going to go to see women play? Do guys go to see women play?
No.
I say it, everybody.
No. No. Because it's two different games we're watching. But women should support women athletics. I don't see why that's a hard ask. I really don't. There are more women in this world than there are men. Go to the games and support
women. If more women watch, then they make more money and get more TV exposure and all of that.
If women want more pay in this sports world, you've got to support your team. That's all it is. Just go to the game. Buy a ticket. Go to the game.
Go to the games. Put the butts
in the seats. All right, well, anyway, I was going to say that Caitlin Clark does have sponsorship deals worth $3 million with Nike, State Farm, and H&R Block. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Roscoe Wallace will be in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. You see him. He's here. The one and only Roscoe. Carla, take it away.
What's going on, Roscoe?
What's going on, Carly? What's going on? Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey, Miss A, what happened with you? Where's Junior?
What's that, Roscoe? My hero.
That's Tommy Town. What up, you?
Roscoe.
What's going on there? Go ahead.
Okay, Roscoe. So check this out. I don't know if you heard the big news. Ashanti, R&B singer Ashanti and Nelly, they announced that they're engaged and she's also pregnant, expecting. She's going to have her first baby soon.
Ain't that cute?
Isn't that cute? Isn't that wonderful? So congratulations to them. But here's the thing, Roscoe. They're both entertainers. She's an R&B singer, R&B and hip hop.
Get married.
You better sing. Jagged Edge. So my question is, have you ever dated an R&B singer? Have you ever?
Who I ain't dated?
That's the bigger list.
that's right there. You probably have a better time like that. You know, I remember when I first got started, you know, I was kicking it with Pearl Bailey. Pearl Bailey. That was Pearl Bailey.
That was your girl.
I had a good old time. And then the one that it got hot ahead. I got hot ahead with Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday was hollering each other for a little while. Lord, she was fine. Oh. God, though. You know, Billie Holiday was fine with my own head.
Okay. You dated. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then I was off into some other things. You know, I got off into them. I got a little wild.
You know, we love hearing you sing.
So here's something ain't nobody never know.
Oh. Okay, well, drop it. What is it?
Before she got saved, me and Mahalia Jackson.
You know what? You're not going to do it.
Yeah, boy.
Soon it will
I'm
be
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you what it was. And it was crazy, too, because I tell you who had attitude about it right there. Shirley Caesar.
Y'all broke up.
Potatoes and beans, the problem beans, and chicken and cream.
You name it.
Ham hock. you better talk about that cooking, girl. I've been around a little bit. You know, Rocco Wallet, man. I've been around for a while.
So let's get to it. I got a list of songs, some duets. These people weren't necessarily together, but they collab and did duets.
You first, don't know that, though.
No, I don't. This is true.
You know,
no,
I spent all that time in this booth up in this booth.
You're right. All right, so the first song I want you to sing is Where's the Love? Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway.
Where is the love you said was mine, all mine, till the end of time? Was it just a lie? Where is the love?
All right, Roscoe.
Fire. Yeah, Roscoe. That's fire.
Oh, that was damn right there. What else you got, baby?
If this world was
if
mine.
If this world Luther. Were mine, a hot place at your feet.
Come on.
Sing.
All that I own. Girl, you've been so good to me.
Come on, go.
If this world was a mine. The little flowers,
but he dropped it.
Get the birds and the bee. Hey, Junior, that song you can get that little twin G on that music.
Anyway,
that's the one right there.
That song right there. Come on, Carly, get one more in for me.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, don't worry, baby. Just call my name.
Sing us out, Roscoe.
I'll be there Frank. In a double.
Phone call
you
up
don't
next.
Have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Sing it.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Sing it.
Ain't no valley low enough. To keep me from getting to you, babe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he doesn't want me with his brother. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Ooh,
he know his
he
brother.
Got some nerve.
He know his brother. Ain't worth a damn.
In just a few. Wait till you hear it. But right now, it is time for the prank phone call with the nephew. Nephew, what you got?
Well, Shirley, we just started the NBA playoffs. The NBA playoffs just jumping off. And this right here, this is the NBA party. NBA party, all right? We're throwing an NBA party and, you know, I'm coming to the party. It's all right if I come to the party. But I just might be coming to the party with your wife.
I wonder you're hemming and hawing over there.
That's what. Let's go, Kendall. Right. Take a listen. Here we go. NBA party. A party.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Brad.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad, how you doing? This Poncho, man. I'm one of Marcus's boys. How you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I talked to Marcus, man. He was telling me about, you know, the playoff party, man, for Sunday, man. So he told me if it was cool, I would come through, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you, see if I need to bring anything, food or some drinks or whatever, you know?
You friends with Marcus?
Yeah, this is Poncho, man. I'm friends with Marcus. Okay, yeah, I think it's cool. Yeah, well, no, you don't need to bring it unless, of course, you know, you're drinking something special. But, yeah, it's just going to be me, Marcus, and, you know, a couple other boys going to be here. And, you know, whatever you want to bring, it's BYOB. So, yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What time y'all starting, man? He told me, like, around 1?
Yeah, I'm going to be here all day. But, you know, yeah, come on through about 1, 2 o'clock, you know, just before the game gets started. We'll have got the flat screen going. Everything's going to be laid out. So, yeah, just come on through whenever you come through.
All right, just remember, man, Poncho, all right? I'll be there.
Poncho, got it.
All right, cool.
All right, peace. Hello?
Hey, Brent?
Yo.
Hey, Poncho again, man. Listen, real quick, how much food and liquor do you have?
I think we got enough for Sunday. What you got going on? What's up?
Yeah. I got like 3 boys going to ride with me, man. I just want to make sure you got enough over there.
Okay, who is this again?
This Poncho, you know, we talked about 30 minutes ago. This Poncho, Marcus' friend.
Right, okay.
I called you about 30 minutes ago, told you Marcus told me it was
cool.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Phone been ringing back and forth. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's all right, but, you know, we ain't trying to overload the joint, man. Just, you know, I know Marcus, and if you're a friend of his, then that's cool. You can come through.
It ain't but 3 guys, man. It ain't but 3 guys coming with me, man. They real cool, man. We'll bring something to put on your pit or whatever. You know, it'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. But you know, yeah. Come on through, man.
All right. I talk to you. All right, Brett.
Is one of them Marcus?
Is one of the guys Marcus?
Yeah.
No. I got it's 3 guys. Me, I make 4. You know,
so like 3 other guys. Yeah, whatever, man. That's cool. Yeah, bring them through, man. Come on, it's fine.
All right. Late.
Hello.
Hey, Brad. Poncho again, man. Listen, hey, I'm gonna bring one more. I'm gonna bring one more person with me,
wait,
dog.
Hold. Pump your brakes, player. Wait. Hold up. Hold the f*** up. Now.
What's up?
You Marcus's friend.
Yeah. Me and my Poncho.
Yeah, okay. I know you Poncho, man, but you bringing everybody but the Cisco kid up and Marcus is cool with me. That's my boy. We go way back. And if you cool with him too, then okay, you can come. You know, I'm trying to have an NBA playoff game. You bringing the whole NBA with you.
No. It ain't like that, man.
But, man, the place ain't that big. You know, my wife is going to be coming through here. And, you know, I got the house laid out. I told her I wasn't going to destroy the place. But I just got out the doghouse like 2 weeks ago. I ain't trying to that up. So, if you're coming through, you come through, you know, bring 1 or 2 people with you, but that's it.
Okay, all right, but listen, hear what I decided, man. I ain't going to bring them dudes with me. I'm just going to bring a little lady friend with me, man. If that's that cool, I'm just going to bring a little lady friend.
No dudes. Okay, that's cool. Now you're talking. Okay, because I know she ain't going to eat up a bunch of so come on through here with her and, you know, be done with it. That's fine.
Right. I'm going to call Simone now and tell her that she coming with me, okay?
What's her name?
Her name's Simone.
That's funny. That's my wife's name.
Oh, okay. But maybe they'll hook up while we're watching the game. That'll be cool.
She ain't gonna be here. So I'll send her and her girls for the nails done.
Okay. So check this out, man. I'm gonna reach out to Simone and let her know that we're gonna leave her and get over there like about 1. And you say it's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. That's a whole lot better than bringing a bunch of up in here, though.
Okay. Bet. Yeah. Now check this, man. Mine, you know, my friend, she married, you know, and she wanted to get away from my husband for a minute, man. I guess they've been going through, so, you know, just keep
it. Hold on, back up. You bring in a married woman named Simone. What are the odds of that? My wife's name is Simone.
Okay, well, dog, I mean, I'm like, what was this one? Simone is her last name is.
That's my last name.
Hold on, dog. This Simone is light skinned.
Yeah, you keep on describing her. She's light skinned, 5'1", short hair, got the alley cut.
Yeah, that's. Oh,
how long you been with my wife?
Hey, dog. Me and Simone been friends for a minute, man. It wasn't until like a couple weeks ago she reached out to me and said she was going through some. Oh,
she reached out to you to tell you that she's going through some stuff with a dude. Well, I'm that dude.
Okay.
How long you been seeing my wife?
Hey, man, you know, about a year, but who counting? You know what I'm saying?
A year. That's about the time we started having some issues. Yeah. Y'all come on over to this party.
Hey, man, I'm sure we can try to figure this kind of situation out.
No. Pump your brakes. You're my wife.
Dog,
I don't give a about you. I don't give a about her either.
And
you are, you know, they say
her some questions. You get this number. You probably called me directly from her. That's how you got
this
number.
My boy gave me this. Leave Simone out of this, man.
No, you can't tell me right now. You know what? I'm about to get up this phone with you right now. I'm going to call her. Matter of fact, I ain't going to call her at all. Don't tell her. You my wife? Just bring her to the party. I got a guest list for your. I got a 380. I got a Smith. I got a Wesson. I got a size 14 Timber that goes right up your. So you just come on over to this party.
Okay. Hey man. Listen. My boy gave me your number, man. So
I don't know who my boy is. Marcus said he don't know you.
Marcus don't know me, but guess who else knows me though that you don't know?
Well, say something.
Hey, Brad. This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Marcus got me to prank phone call you.
What? I don't give a. This is some. I'm gonna get off y'all in here.
Hey, Brad, what was you gonna do with the party, man?
Look at here, man. It's about to be a can of whoop in this.
Hey, man, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, y'all. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Mm-mm. What? I'm gonna do it.
Hey, we just trying to watch a little basketball, man. Come on, baby. It's all right. Going down tonight, the nephew is in town. I am here, Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, I am in the BMO, baby. So I have added another show Sunday, 4 o'clock. That's a matinee show. Sunday at 4 o'clock, the nephew has added a show, and that's it. That is it. All right. Laying in the Cut is an evening with Nephew Tommy. That is May 10th and 11th, West Palm Beach, Florida. I will be at the Rinker Playhouse inside the Kravis Center. You do not want to miss that. May 10th and May 11th, an evening with Nephew Tommy, West Palm Beach. The nephew is coming and laying in the cut Father's Day weekend at the Majestic Theater, Dallas, Texas, baby. That is June 15th, Saturday night, Father's Day weekend. That is Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam. Tickets are on sale right now. You hear what I said? I said tickets are on sale right now. Baltimore, that's it. That's the last show, I promise you.
All right, thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject is, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. Mm-mm. We'll find out why right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Nephew. Subject, he doesn't want me to be with his brother.
Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I live in a duplex, and his brother and the brother's girlfriend live next to us. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcomed in my house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. My husband is 58, and he has problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. Because of it, I don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead. He gives me all of the great sex that I want and need, and we don't even have to sneak around to do it. He comes over after my husband falls asleep, and the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. We are usually able to make love two or three times a night, once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled. The girlfriend doesn't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house. The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle is that my husband's brother doesn't want me to have sex with my husband anymore. We had a talk and he was serious about that. I told him that I have to be intimate with my husband too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is I have to sneak to have sex with a man I married, but I can freely have sex with his brother. Make it make sense. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Does this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Does this sound crazy to you? No. This sounds perfectly sane and sensible to me. Perfectly. You and your brother-in-law having sex in your house right under your husband's nose. What's crazy about that? Your brother-in-law doesn't want you to have sex with his brother, your husband, anymore, just with him. Nope. Still doesn't sound crazy to me. Your brother-in-law is threatening to stop your affair if you don't stop having sex with your own husband. Well, doesn't every brother who's sleeping with his brother's wife want this? I mean, really? Okay, I'm being sarcastic here, of course, because I want you to hear how ridiculous this sounds. We are to believe that because your husband sleeps with a CPAP machine, you're having sex with his brother? You never once said your husband wasn't a good husband. You never said he doesn't love you. You never even said you don't love your husband. Your husband's not cheating. Nothing like that. I guess you're sleeping with his brother because you can, because he's right next door, or simply because you don't like his girlfriend. Those are the only things you told us about any other thing besides you and the brother-in-law. You asked Steve and I to make this make sense. Really? That's kind of impossible, because no one can make sense of this foolishness. And I don't want any parts of it. I mean, how can we possibly help you here? You don't want our help, because if your husband just happens to wake up one of those nights that you think he's sleeping through, I feel sorry for you and his brother. But until then, do you, boo. Steve?
Wow. I'm forever amazed at how people have created these new norms. Mm-hmm. How everybody now has all this dysfunctional faith, dysfunctional behavior, and then you want us to normalize it. like y'all don't see what I'm trying to do here? No, we don't. And we don't. And you trifling. You trifling. Your husband's brother is trifling. So this is a letter full of trifling mess, and now at the end of it, does his brother have the right to be jealous? What are y'all talking about? Okay. Y'all husband, and you and your husband live in a duplex, mm-hmm. and his brother and the girlfriend live next door to y'all in the duplex. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Well, now let's take this line right here, because this is, now that we've read the letter, this makes perfect sense. I don't get along with the girlfriend, and she knows she will never be welcome in my house. Oh, so she can't come over there.
You got a lot of nerve.
Well, we know, based on this letter, we know why she can't come over.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's the party house. Mm-hmm. And she the only one ain't involved in the party. Out of the four people, she's the only one not involved in the party. You in the party, your husband in the party, your brother-in-law in the party. She can't come to the party house. My husband's brother and I are the same age. We're 46. Your husband is 58. He's got problems with sleep apnea, so he's been sleeping with a CPAP machine to help him sleep at night. In case y'all don't know what that is, that's that mask. That's that mask you put on. It pushes air through your nasal passages and everything, so you don't stop breathing due to a couple of problems you might have, and it causes you to breathe more freely. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now he got the machine on that. This is a CPAP machine, y'all. I used to sleep on a CPAP machine till I found a way to heal myself. Praise God for that. But one night, the CPAP machine came off and it fell in my lap. You know, I sleep naked. Then I found a whole nother need for that CPAP machine. I'm going to tell you something. That CPAP machine falls in your lap.
CPAP.
You take that cup and you leave it there. Let me tell you something. Ooh, Lord,
okay. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Thank you for the background CPAP machine noise. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, he doesn't want me to be with his brother. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he doesn't want me to be with his brother.
All right, let me go through this quickly. Here's this woman that's 46 years old that lives in a duplex with her husband who's 58. They next door neighbors right next door in the duplex is his 46-year-old brother with her girlfriend. She don't like the girlfriend. The girlfriend ain't welcome over to the house. We know in the letter why she ain't welcome over to the house. Her husband and her don't have sex because he got some health issues. He sleep on a CPAP machine at night. And so we don't have a lot of sex with my husband. I have it with his brother instead. Mm.
That line.
His you brother. Raggedy heifer.
Thank you.
So now you sleeping with your husband's brother. He gives me all the great sex that I want and need, and we don't even have to sneak around to do it.
Mm-mm.
Wait a minute.
Right there
what?
In the house. Right
you don't have to
house.
Sneak around to do it. Well, let me show you what she called not sneaking around.
Yeah.
He comes over after my husband falls asleep. And the sounds of his sleep machine drown out any sounds we're making in the next room. Wait a minute, man. Y'all having sex in the next room?
Uh-huh. This is foul.
While your husband is in the other room sleep?
Yeah.
His brother is in here sleeping with his wife? And you think the sleep machine drowns out the sounds y'all making? We're usually able to make love 2 to 3 times a night. Once or twice a week. My husband sleeps right through it all, and I wake up happy and fulfilled.
Yes.
The girlfriend don't suspect a thing because her man is at his brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue that I'm having with this love triangle, now, guess what? And you know why he over there at the house? Because you don't allow her to come over either. Remember that at the top of the letter? And
the girlfriend.
She never will because you don't like her. You created the dislike.
Mm-hmm.
You did this. The girlfriend ain't did nothing wrong to you. You doing something wrong to the girlfriend and your husband. So now, the only problem I'm having with this love triangle is my husband's brother does not want me to have sex with my husband anymore. What? We had a talk, and he was serious about that. I told him I have to be intimate with my husband, too, or he'll know something's not right. So what's crazy is, no, you ain't got to say that.
Right.
The crazy been happened.
Oh, that's right. A letter.
Facts.
But now, you're here right. She come and she, see, this is what I'm talking about. These people have these abnormal behaviors and try to normalize them. Then she say, what's crazy is, no. What you mean, what's crazy? That's already crazy.
She's trying to trick us, Steve.
I have to sneak. To have sex with the man I'm married to, but I can freely have sex with his brother.
Ooh,
wait a minute. Huh. Lady, no. No. Y'all have locks on these doors. You supposed to have sex with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be sneaking around on your husband.
And you really shouldn't be sneaking around with his brother in the room next door while he in there.
Here we go.
Listening to that damn CPAC machine.
Let him wake
up. Then she says, I can freely have sex with his brother. How you call that freely having sex?
Mm-hmm.
You sneaking
sleep.
With your husband. No, you're not freely. Your husband is next door. She says, and I can freely have sex. Make it make sense. Well, we can't.
What can we do?
You want make sense. It make sense. What's wrong with y'all? I done told y'all, quit having these crazy-ass behaviors. You done made it normal. Now you want us to help you. Mm-hmm. We got no help for you. We don't give a damn what you do. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, though. Let me tell you what's going to happen. He has threatened to end our affair. Does his brother have the right to be jealous? Well, whether he have the right or not, he jealous. He don't
her.
Have the right to be sleeping with his brother's wife, but he doing it. You don't have the right to violate your husband's trust in y'all's marriage with the dude that stay next door, which happens to be his brother. Does this sound crazy to you?
No.
Heifer.
Perfectly sane.
Do this sound crazy to you? What should I do here? Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
Your man going to wake up one night. Because let me tell you what happened when you wake up with that CPAP machine on. You can set it down and it'll blow freely for a couple of beats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not long. But about 10, 15 seconds, I think, it'll blow freely. And then it'll cut off. And then you have to come back and put it on, and then it'll start back up again.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going to happen is he's going to have to go to the bathroom one of them nights.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's going to wake up. Yeah.
He's going to wake up, and that CPAP machine going to cut off, and he's going to hear that noise. Then
he's going to
look over and realize you ain't in bed.
Uh-huh.
He gonna think somebody done broke in the house and over there beating you. He gonna walk in the room. Y'all ain't gonna hear him.
Nope.
And even if you do hear him, what is y'all doing in this damn bed together?
It's gonna happen.
And then it's gonna be on and cracking.
Yes. All right. Leave your comments on today's
then
strawberry
girlfriend
letter.
Girlfriend you don't like, she gonna come over and whoop your ass.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
I don't know if y'all heard about this, but Jontay Porter is the center for the Toronto Raptors. He has been banned for life for betting on NBA games.
Wow.
And then also, he was giving inside information to bettors, like who's playing tonight, who's injured, who the trades is about to happen. He was just giving up everything. So he's banned for life. How you think your parents feel at this point? You done worked your whole life to get here, man.
Right there, man. That's
and now you done gave it up. Now your parents sitting over there mad as hell at you. You just an NBA player. Now your ass at home with us. Now they ain't got to pay your contract.
Oh,
they ain't got to pay you.
No,
man.
Wow.
So
what is your tall ass finna do now?
what is you finna do? 6'11". Where is you gonna work at?
That's
so
terrible.
Got two games tonight. Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. We don't know if Jimmy Butler's going to play tonight. He has sprained MCL. Then we have the New Orleans and Sacramento Kings. And no Zion Williamson tonight. He is out with a hamstring. So
they done. If he ain't playing, they done.
Ah, man. Well, you know, C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram had to step it up. I don't know how you feel about this, huh?
You know, they didn't play well the other night. They lost to the Lakers.
Yeah. So he's just Sacramento just going to
take it. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. LeBron be doing really hard. I be going. Your big ass, 260.
Point guard got
man,
you falling.
Bro, the flopping he be doing. I be going, come on, LeBron.
He's overacting.
Yeah. I like what. Yeah, man, they got a whole reel out on some of the faking he done done. Like, this guy back in the head. Boy, you thought somebody shot him.
You better get your foul, LeBron. Get your
foul.
LeBron getting his acting career ready. He gets ready for when he needs it.
Oh, after baseball, after basketball.
Yeah. Well, these games tonight are for the AC. But speaking of basketball, the Olympic basketball roster has been released for the NBA, for the men Olympic basketball team. Here we go. We got Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, and Tyrese Halliburton. That's our roster for the Olympics in men's basketball. Do we? Is this gold?
Nobody, like gold?
There's sound like nobody gold. In the world can beat them
dudes. We just gave y'all a whole NBA roster. That's what we did. They going to give us the gold. We didn't got to play. You just give us the gold right
Jason
now.
Jason Tatum, dog.
Jason Tatum.
From Boston.
From Boston, man. Yeah. And this Kawhi is Steph Curry's first of it. Kawhi. Ah, Kevin Durant alone, man. Come on, man.
Dream team again.
Yeah, that's another dream team right there, man. So, it's going
to get it. Kevin got to get an edge up before he go over there and do this stuff.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man needs some advice, Steve. He invited a woman to ride to the cemetery with him. Well, she needs the advice. She wants to know if that's his way of flirting with her. We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Steve, this is from Eleanor in Minneapolis. Eleanor says, one of my neighbors recently lost his wife, so I roasted 3 hens and made some potato salad, and I dropped it by his house for him and his daughters. He was grateful, and he said he returned my dishes. He came by a few days later with my empty dishes. I told him he was dressed nicely, and he said he dressed up just for me. A day later, he called and invited me to ride to the cemetery with him, since his wife was laid to rest where my husband is buried. I told him I don't like visiting cemeteries and I think I hurt his feelings. Is he flirting? Did I give him the wrong impression when I took him that food?
It's a dead giveaway. My bad. My bad, dog. My bad. It was just there, dog.
Dead. And your uncle. That's a good one. Oh, my goodness.
So what's going on here?
Well, yeah, you know what? And you know why you took the stuff over there? Because she liked the man. Wife dead. She's single. You done took 2 hens over there. What old people do?
3. But people
they take some chicken over there.
Yeah.
She know what she was doing.
Corn
she
going,
she took all that time baking that chicken.
Yeah.
Hens. Yeah. She didn't fry no chicken. She took 2 hens over there. She know what that is. Showed
man.
Out a little gravy in the bottom of the Cornish dish, all that. Yeah. Yeah, she knew what she was doing. Did I send the wrong impression? It went just like you wanted it to go.
But a date to the cemetery, though?
Hey, you want to ride with me down here?
No.
What? What?
No, that's
put
not a date.
Ain't your mom and them down here?
Your husband. Same cemetery.
Wait a minute, hold up. My wife down here, your husband down here, you want to go to the cemetery?
Go see
I don't like going to cemeteries.
A double date.
Yeah, that kind of hurt him. See, he ain't been out there in a while. He ain't dated in a while, so he don't know date moves. He doesn't know
that a date at the cemetery is wrong.
He don't know. He just trying to spend time together. What better way to have a woman than to have to console her?
It's not working for me. Sorry.
Hey, look here. Okay, I know your husband had passed some time to the go, and you know my wife was just deceased. And, oh, I wanted clothes, and you look nice today. I know I put this on for you. Cause, you know, I had been watching the whole time she was in the hot pit. You know, I
been trying to. Why are you talking like that's okay?
Because that's what it is. These two slaves finna go out to the cemetery. These two slaves.
No.
You can meet both these people on silverlining.com.
Just bring me my dishes back. I'm good.
No. I'm bringing the dishes back. You know, but hey, girl, you know, I was looking at you. You look kind of cute.
All right, we're moving on.
You about four plots down.
Make it rest in peace.
I saw hit plaque when I was out there burying Lucille.
Do you want to drive to the cemetery with me?
I seen his plaque out there. I know he about, he ain't that far away. We can go stay
out. No, plaque.
No. No. This is not a good date. No.
It's not sexy. It's not sexy.
At all. And your voice is not sexy.
Right. I want to break up with him because his voice.
But you know, that's what a lot of people.
All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Benita in Clearwater.
Change your voice, man.
Benita says, I have a home-based business making custom cakes. I was asked to do a specialty cake for a bachelorette party in the shape of a man's front parts. I shaped the cake, and I was preparing to put the icing on it when my husband saw it and pitched a fit, saying it was too vulgar. He told me to cancel the order. I refused to do it. He used to be a heathen, but now he's saved and sanctified. He judges everyone. My cake turned out great. I got paid a lot of money. How do I get my Hola Rolla husband to relax?
Well, one of the things he...
Change your voice!
Let me ask you something about this cake making.
That voice again.
Do you make casket cakes? You can make me a casket cake. I'll take that down there to the cemetery.
Coming up in 20 minutes after, we'll have more on this ignorant show right after this.
Casket cakes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is National Humorous Day, guys. Did you know that humor increases productivity and brain power? You probably knew that, Steve. It reduces stress and anxiety. It strengthens the immune system. I didn't know that. And humor relaxes muscles. All right?
Well, see right there. You know, what? I ain't never had COVID because humor strengthens your immune system. I ain't never had COVID.
Okay. And all right. So happy humorous day to you, to Junior and to Tommy, our three comedians on this show. And did you know,
I guess mine ain't working. Hell, I caught COVID 3 times. I don't know what the hell he got.
Did you?
Well, you know that you got to look at who the king of the comedy is. See, you know when you talk with somebody that the king of the comedy, then it just explains what a lot of y'all, your immune system ain't constructed at mine. Because you know you had that other disease that the Lord cured you from, and then Junior had a little sickness that up on him every now and then. You pick your comedy up. Pick your comedy up, get your immune system strong.
So you're saying more touring will do it?
More touring, more shows, more headlining, and charge more.
Could you be a comedian with a voice like that, though?
Yeah, you can.
Hell no. You can. Well,
DC
Carey done it for years.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up.
I don't know why he talk about me so like he do. I don't know what that's for. But
would you rather coming up right after this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather shoot hoops with Angel Reese, or would you rather race with Sha'Carri Richardson?
Oh,
I'm with Angel Reese.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna get your ass whooped.
I know.
So it's just how you want this ass whooped.
Yeah. How you want this ass whooped.
Yeah, balling or running.
No.
Don't pause. Don't take a pause.
And Junior, what are you talking about? You gonna do now?
I'm gonna lose either way, Unc. I know that. But yeah. I'm not gonna race your car for sure. Nah.
Oh no, we just going to practice and watch.
No, you got to race her. You got to play hoops with Angel or race with Shikari. Uh-uh. All right. Waffle House or IHOP? Would you rather Waffle House or IHOP?
Ooh, you know I don't want to go to both of them. I've been wanting to go to both of them. Man.
It'd be more action in the Waffle House, though. You might see an ass whooping in the middle of eating your breakfast.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to go to IHOP.
Yeah, from IHOP right there.
Where it's calm. Yeah.
Get your pancakes and leave.
Yeah. I don't care for them chins. I don't care for listening to what everybody order.
At the Waffle House.
Them chairs that don't move.
Man, yeah.
They bolted.
All right, would you rather sit in a hot tub with 5 naked strangers or sit in a hot tub with your ex?
Oh, no, I'm finna be butt naked with them strangers. How y'all doing? What's your name?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
What's your name?
So your name,
hey,
what?
I'm Tommy, man. Yeah. I'm Tommy. Good to meet you.
Yeah. Why you gotta be naked?
Dudes in there?
What's the clothes on? What's
not with my ex, no.
Who's the chick you got with you, brother? Hey, pleasure to meet you, sister.
And everybody's just naked.
Everybody.
Ew.
Yeah. What I ain't finna do is be naked again with my ex.
With that your ex?
At all.
Oh, I see you. Yeah, how y'all doing with that? Girl.
Okay.
You getting in. You getting in. Scoot over.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Family Feud with Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you are.
You want me to...
Well, show your love.
As a matter of fact, show your love. I'm finna stand up. Yeah. Y'all ready? I'm finna get up out of here. Ready?
I'm used to applause.
Yourself.
When I exit.
Go 5, 4, 3.
Countdown.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. And coming up next, we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a great day. And before we get to Steve's closing remarks, we have got to say congratulations once again to the nephew for his show, Ready to Love. Tell us one more time, Tommy.
Ready to Love is getting ready to hit Philadelphia, so it is Ready to Love Philly. It sounds like Philly to me. We will be shooting this summer, and we're looking for singles in Philadelphia, so y'all get ready. If you are a single lady that's looking to get out there and you're looking for love, haven't found it yet, Tommy gonna help you find it, okay? Mm-hmm. I will navigate you through a journey so you can find love. We start out with 20 people, 10 men, 10 women, all looking for the same thing, process of elimination. Mm-hmm. Each week, women eliminate men, men eliminate women. It dwindles down till we got 6 people left, 3 couples who have hopefully found love. That's the prize. The prize is love. I mean, it ain't no $1 million. It ain't no trip around the world. It is love. That's the prize.
And Tommy, Steve asked you earlier, have you had couples that have gone on to get married or to be together?
Yeah, we got a couple. Y'all remember, they're on another TV show now.
Joy and
Clifton and Joy.
Joy and Clifton. Uh-huh. Yeah, Joy and Clifton. I love Clifton, man. That's a good dude.
DC.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, they're still married doing their thing. Yep. That's all right, Steve,
there's
it's
actually
on you.
Been people. There's actually been people from one season. I'm sorry. There's actually been people from one season hooked up with people from other seasons. It's crazy.
Oh, I like that. That's yeah, cool too. I like that. But the keyword is single, though. When they go,
yeah,
when they
that's
audition.
The keyword. Yes. You need to be single. So, Philadelphia, you need to be single. Don't come in there and you're married, you're separated, y'all kind of going through some things, y'all still living together. No. You're looking for single people.
Congratulations, nephew. All right, Steve.
Hey, I got a question for you, man. I watch a lot of the things that you do, Unc. You got TV shows, you got a family, you've built this life. Do you ever,
I got that. I got what he got. I got TV show and family.
Oh, it's not about you.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Go on and ask Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, he doing it too. I just had to ask Unc though, because Unc, I think about all the stuff you have. Do you ever think about the pressure it is to maintain that life, Unc?
Well, I don't have to think about the pressure. I'm under it.
Every mm-hmm. day, huh?
You know, I got all that on my back. But, you know, the blessing in it is that I'm built for this. You are built for whatever your situation is. You are built to carry the load. He never puts more on you than you can bear. And if you maintain a relationship with God, he will constantly reinforce that for you. What happens to most people is we stray away from our relationship with God, and now we don't have the backup. We don't have the fortified strength, the peace of mind, the joy, and the realization that God is with me. And once you don't have that, that's when life appears to be overwhelming for people. But life can feel overwhelming for me at times, but I'm never far away. I'm just one prayer away from peace. That's what I always know. I'm always just one prayer away from peace. So when it gets to be a bit much for me, I take it to God and I hand it to him. Because you let me have all this. You blessed me with it and gave it to me. So you have to know that I have what it takes to carry the load. So just provide me with the necessary inspiration to do it. I'm under an immense amount of pressure, but I happen to, and this is not bragging, I'm just telling you what's afforded me because of God's grace and mercy. I'm under immense amount of pressure, but I handle it extremely well. Extremely well. Of all of the public scrutiny you've ever seen me under, of all of the misinformation about me and my wife online, about all of the accusations that's been levied against me, and 99% of them never are even close to the truth, I managed to get up and keep going anyway. But that's God's favor on my life. That's God's blessing. That's what he gives you. When you commune with him, when you communicate with him, he will provide you a level of comfort and peace that will help you sustain through all of your woes and worries. And then I have prayer. You've heard old people say it a million times, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. And if you're going to worry about it, then don't pray about it. You know, when I find myself worrying, I stop. Because I ain't got to carry this by myself. And when you got God in your life, man, you don't have to carry the load by yourself. The load is overwhelming when you take it on yourself. And the majority of the weight that people are put on themselves is tomorrow. They carry two things with them that make it overbearing. You bring your past with you, and you worry about the future. And you ain't got no control over neither one of them. You keep hanging on to something you did, and you allow people to remind you of it all the time. That makes you heavy. And now here you worrying about tomorrow, when today is plenty. So if you get yourself overwhelmed like that, refocus, talk to God, and get on today. Because today is enough. And it keeps me from becoming overwhelmed. So, yeah, do I feel the pressure of my life? Oftentimes I do. But I'm also built for this. God made me and designed me wonderfully for this moment right here. And so even though it seems a lot, and it is, it ain't too much. All you got to do is fortify your relationship with God. He'll get you through anything. That's what I did. Those are my closing remarks. Hey, y'all talk to God today. When I tell you he'd absolutely love to hear from you, that's a fact. And it don't matter when the last time you talk to him. Just talk to him today. He's always available. Y'all stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.